I met Ryan for the first time when we were all 17 years old in college. I was like this pretty lonely ex-video gamer. Like I came from like the video game social circle and I couldn't really relate to those guys anymore because I wanted to start becoming more confident, maybe start attracting some girls, go into the gym. And so I was in this weird place where I wasn't friends with like the video game nerds, but I wasn't friends with the cool kids yet. And then one day I go into college and my teacher in one of our classes says that she's going to move us all around the class, like we're going to sit next to different people. And so she puts me on this certain table and then she's, you know, calls out, Ryan, you're going to sit next to Hamza. And I don't really know him. I've kind of, you know, just seen him around our class, whatever. So I'm kind of a little bit shy. I'm almost like not even pretending he's there for a second. But he sits down and the first thing he does when he's sitting down is he goes, yes, bro. And he gives me a fist bump like that. And straight away we started talking and laughing and then we ended up starting to hang out in our free periods in lunch and in the break periods in between classes. Eventually I told Ryan that I got into weightlifting. He had some like equipment in his gym so he started training and it became something that we bonded over. Ryan became my best friend. He got me really confident. We started going to parties and you know I was able to observe like some of his mannerisms and see okay this is like how the cool kids act because he was cool, attractive guy, so confident, friendly, charming. Like you couldn't not like the guy. We would go out to like these parties and stuff and I'd see like girls were really into him. And he had a girlfriend all this time. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're interested in advanced courses on masculinity, dating, and self-improvement, then check out the link in the description. That's my course and community platform, Library of Adonis. Go check it out. All the details are there. Let's do this. I remember when I first met her, or you know, I first like sort of heard about her, I was actually a little bit surprised because quite frankly, I just thought she was so much less, like she had a much worse character than he did. I saw my friend as like this fucking pinnacle of like a young man where he was confident, happy, came from like a super happy, great family. You know, I went around to his house loads and his family was so polite and everything. And then this girl, she just had like, I never liked her from the start. Like, I actually started to really despise her. And when I would hear of, like, stuff happening in their relationship, I would try and tell him, like, bro, like, you're like this Chad, like, this winner. Why are you in this relationship that with this girl that, like, she's not even nice? Like, she's actually quite mean and rude and disrespectful. And, like, you know, I think once he caught her texting, like, some other guy. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. You're like the fucking winner. Like, how could you be with this girl who's not, you know, seeing that? It became almost like a rivalry where it was, like, me pulling him to one side, trying to tell my friend, like, you deserve better. And then, of course, she had her hooks in there and she was pulling him away from me and his friendship group. And we were all meant to meet outside of this store one day. So me and two of the friends are there, we're waiting for Ryan. And we were all joking like, oh, I bet he's gonna be with her. He better not be. He said he'd, you know, like he'd split up with her. He's gonna be with her. So we call him and he's like, he picked up and he's like, oh yeah, sorry guys, I'm with her. And all of us felt like so pissed at that we literally just walked away from where we were meant to meet. You know, he was late and he said he wasn't gonna hang out with her anymore, whatever. To the point that like eventually he came into college and we were even a bit mean to him and a bit rude to him, saying like, bro, we're not even going to speak to you. It's like, you need to like grow a pair of balls. She's not good for you. You need to like just split this up. And dude started crying. Like my best friend started crying there. He started literally tearing up, like not sure what he should do. And, you know, he's pulled because of love and all these strong emotions. And I think the reason why it was so painful for him was because he had two sides inside of his mind. One was like the masculine logical side, which was like, I deserve better than this. But the other is like the emotional side with all like the attachment and all those emotions, very strong emotions, that was constantly pulling him back to her, back to her, back to her. It got so bad that I'll see if I can get you a screenshot, but it got to this point where this girl started tweeting about me publicly. So imagine this is like the equivalent of like someone posting on their Snapchat story about you. Publicly, she wrote about me and she wrote something like, why does Hamza think he's 10 men purely because of the fact that he goes to the gym and lifts some weights? Basically, she was saying like, oh, Hamza's like so full of himself. All he does is like go to the gym. To be fair, she's probably right, but obviously it's like, the things that I did against her was like private. It was directly to my friend to try and tell him to like up his standards. And she was this type of person who would make it very public and loud and whatever. And then college finished. We finished our exams. We had our prom night. We, you know, it was like the last few days of college. And I remember once we were walking home on one of the last days of college when Ryan said this to me and he said, "Oh, Hamza, you're my best friend." It should have been kind of obvious by that point, but it really fucking hit me and it made me feel emotional because I was like, this was one of the first times in my life, maybe one of the first times that like my best friend, I was also his best friend. Before this, I always had, you know, the sort of big friend in my mind, the best friend, but I wasn't their best friend. It wasn't sort of equal. And this was like one of the first times in my life that I literally had like a guy who liked me as much as I liked him. But it was over. College was over. I was going to go to university. He was going to stay here. So I go to university. I'm away for years. I kind of, you know, we keep in touch a little bit. He's still with that girl. We don't think much of it. And then around some point here, they post that they're going to have a child. And so by the time I saw that, I didn't send him any kind of like congratulations. I just thought, okay, fair enough. It's locked in. He's, you know, I'm just, that's it. I'm just not really gonna speak to this guy again, I guess. Like he's fully down there. Every now and then I see some pictures of their baby, their daughter, kind of, you know, growing up a little bit more. And yeah, I didn't think of it much. Up until a few weeks ago I downloaded Facebook on my phone. I log into my account finally, and one of the first things I see is a post from Ryan's mum saying like, "Oh, she is, you know, such a bad person. She's hurt our family so much." And I recognize the picture that she's got in her post. It's a news article of that girl and the crime that she's committed. Paternity fraud. Within a second, like I haven't even read the news article, I already, in my mind, I'm like, holy fuck, I think I know what happened. So I click on the news article. She's been arrested. She was in court for paternity fraud. She cheated on my friend Ryan. She got pregnant with the guy that she cheated with. Convinced him all this time that, you know, it's his baby, his baby, his baby. She gives birth. Ryan's the father. You know, that's his daughter. When he had some suspicions, she forged paternity papers. Like, she forged documents to prove genetically, like, that was his child. So that kind of, like, eased his doubts more, thinking, okay, well, genetically, you know, this is my daughter. Turns out she forged those documents. And when Ryan finally did, like, the proper paternity test, he got the news that he was not the father.
I absolutely adored her.
But it was all snatched away.
Yeah.
When his former girlfriend said she was pregnant, he asked for a DNA test which showed he was the father. But it was all a lie.
He wasn't just cheated on, which is already like a horrendous act, a complete and utter like betrayal that leaves you with like a lump in your throat. He was cheated on and made to believe that this little girl, this human being, was his. He didn't just lose like the girl that he was in love with. He lost his daughter too. That may be like one of the most like horrendous crimes that you could do to a man. And so I went on ChatGPT and I told it about this situation and I asked it, what percentage of men are raising a child that they believe is theirs, but actually their woman cheated and lied and it's not actually their child? And it's over 10%. And that's what's reported. I actually think the number might be a little bit higher now because of how like the modern life is. So just imagine this for a second. Imagine the street you live in. Like imagine you're looking at it on like Google Maps. Right, just imagine the street you live in, there's like 10 houses there. One man in one of those houses at least is raising a child that he thinks is his, but actually his woman cheated and she got pregnant with the random guy that she had like a one night stand with, but that father thinks that that child is his. Like, think of the 10 houses next to where you live. There's 10 fathers there. One of them has been cucked. One of them has been made to believe that that child is theirs when it's not. It is such a brutal and actually quite common crime with basically no punishments. This brings men to like to dangerous places, right? That like lots of men have ended their lives for them. Lots of people end their lives when they get cheated on. To get cheated on and then lose your fucking child, it's like that's like almost in a weird way like attempted murder when you really think about it. What's the punishment? Is she, you know, she's going to be jailed for this. She's going to be put on the sex offenders register, right? Because this is like a heinous crime related to sex, right? What's the punishment for a woman when she commits crime against a man? Do you really think it's going to be reasonable? Do you think it's going to be reflective of the crime that she's committed and the suffering that the man would go through? Of course not. Community service. No jail time, not put on the sex offenders register, community service. Probably like to be reduced through good behavior. Is it crazy for me to suggest that maybe the punishment for crimes like this should be increased? And a woman who lies about anything like this, like for example, who cheats, has an affair and convinces, like paternity fraud, convinces the man that it's his, or maybe she falsely accuses a man of rape. Is it crazy for me to suggest that maybe those women should be put on the sex offenders register? That they should have to legally declare their crime before they have sex with another man? That would actually be so nice. Imagine if you met a girl, think you're hitting it off, you're flirting with her, you're escalating, and then she kind of sighs and says, listen, this is really weird, and it's not that serious, but I just have to let you know that legally you have to sign this paper that says that I falsely accused a man of rape. Otherwise, like, you know, I'll get punished. You'll see that and be like, whoa, what the fuck? I'm getting the fuck out of here. Fuck that, you disgusting little woman. Men who have committed horrible acts related to sex, they have to be on the sex offenders register, and a lot of them have to legally declare it and get like written consent before they're allowed to like have sex with another woman, which is what I think that's a fucking reasonable punishment. I would want to know if I'm about to like get with a girl if she's committed an act like this, because the moment she has to like legally get me to sign some paper that says like, oh yeah, you know, she falsely accused the guy of rape, or she's committed paternity fraud, I would get the fuck out of that situation. And we as men have the right to know that. But women don't actually get equal punishments. This is absolutely like a sexist part of our modern day life. I genuinely believe we live in like a gynocentric feminist world where women can commit crimes against men, but then not face the same level of punishment if a man was committing that same type of crime to them. This isn't a man versus woman situation. This is just our human rights. We have the right to know if we're about to be intimate with a witch, with a horrible, chaotic human being who has already destroyed the life of a man before you. I genuinely believe this girl should be like minimum, like jailed for this or put on like the sex offenders list. There's pictures of her, I think I'll make it the thumbnail of this video, where she's laughing in court. She's laughing after she's had like this court hearing. These girls, like these modern day girls, they don't even find this shit like as crazy as we do. And again, look, this is not like all women. There'll be a lot of women who are watching this thinking, oh my God, she's horrible. That is a disgusting girl. And of course, we're all on the same side. But there are a lot of women who very much like they weaponize sex. This is gonna sound weird, but I think it's true. They thrive on male suffering. They smile about it. Like imagine like hurting someone that badly and then being pictured smiling in this situation, smiling as you come out of court. No remorse. Like my heart aches for my friend Ryan. I messaged him when I found out the news, spoke to him. I commented on the post, which his mother ports. And then I messaged them before this because he went on the news about this. This is what I've really liked about him is he went through this situation, which is utterly painful. And in some ways, this situation can feel like sort of embarrassing in some ways, right? And he's went public with this. He went on the news about this because he just wanted more men to be careful and to hear about like what can happen. And so when I saw a clip of him on the news about this, then I messaged him saying, like, do you want me to make a video so, like, more guys hear about this and even women hear about this? And he was like, yes, please. Like, that would mean so much to me. So that's why I'm making this today. And just the big lesson I want to tell you is, like, just be careful out there. This was not just, like, a one-night stand with some random girl he just met. This was with a girl that he had known for years. Like, they were together, I think, for about a year before I met him. So they were together for, like, 4 or 5 years, something, like, around that level. And she was able to do this to him. Watch your back and just be careful. I think this is why I feel like my work is so important, where I teach men to be strong. And also I do teach you some of the realities of dating and sex, because it's not as like lovey-dovey as you see it in the Hollywood movies. It is actually way more brutal than you realize. And I feel like this makes a lot of men uncomfortable when they hear some of the raw reality of sex, dating and reproduction. But in the end, we are animals. And some of this behavior does come out still in the modern day. That's why I do the work that I do. That's why I make the programs that I make. I want you to look after yourself, and I want you to keep yourself safe. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it.
Ryan, just for people watching and reading who will struggle to comprehend, what on earth does this do to you?
My life ruined, basically. I'm currently in counselling to rebuild everything that I have been led to believe in. However, I am now rebuilding my life. Psychologically and physically, this has just torn me. And the whole idea of taking this to Crown and going through the justice system is to ensure that no one, absolutely no one, goes through what I have been through and what my family have been put through. No man should ever be put through something like that, and that's why I stand here today and do my family proud as well as me.